We're in a pontoon boat, driven by my buddy Mike. We're fishing out on the basin for alligator walleye pike. Emo brought his TV and Routy's beagle Fred. He's too old to drive a rabbit, so he comes fishing with us instead. We got lawn chairs, a poker table, an ice cold keg of beer. We're loaded down with so much stuff, Mike can hardly steer.
Hey, watch out for the stern!
When you present a pontoon boat, fishing for Moby Dick. The wife, she thinks I'm working, and the boss, he thinks I'm sick. It's a perfect day for fishing, drinking beer and telling lies. It's a little bit like heaven when you're fishing with the guys.
Mooch is showing that was nice to add to the show.
The proper way to cast.
Sorry.
That's all right. You got to take a hinge off of what?
One of my cabinets.
Oh, okay.
It's broke. Chuck's going to take a look at it and see if he can find it for me because no one carries it.
Yeah, I've got the same problem. In my house, we've got one cabinet door that has no door on it because I can't find a proper hinge for it.
Right.
Nothing else works.
He said there's a cabinet store right across the street that probably will have it.
Okay. Well, there you go, boys and girls. Now you've learned all about our cabinets. And last week, I was in Bonita Springs doing the Bonita Springs Boat Show, and we just couldn't get back here in time to do it, and without me here to run the controls, this just doesn't happen.
You are the computer guru.
And, well, I'm...
At least for this.
Yeah, there's no guru involved. There's guru grunt. If I ain't doing it, it ain't going to get done. That's just the way it is, and I wasn't here to do it, so... And we've been very shorthanded at the store.
Yes, God. And feeling under the weather.
We're working with the TV show Expedition Unknown. We're doing, last week was Bonita Springs Boat Show. This is the Punta Gorda Boat Show. We've had seminars at the store. We've been out giving talks to fishing clubs and groups. It has been busy.
Yes.
Is to say the least. And thank you. It's wonderful. We really appreciate it. But doesn't mean we can always get to this nice little getaway for a little while. But unfortunately, can't always get here to sit down and do this.
Nope.
So, the Peace River system.
Peace River has actually been really good this past week. Been a lot of juvenile tarpon popping up all over the place. There isn't one heavy spot over the other. Seems like Shell Creek. Power lines up towards the Navigator, even up above the Navigator to the 761 bridge. Just some very mixed reports on them, along with some snook mixed in. Working the bushes for the snook, some of the deeper little holes that are up in there, the bends in the river. And there's also been a handful of pretty big jacks, like those 10-pound size. Not the giants that we've been hearing about elsewhere, but 10-pounders are still darn respectable. And then there's been a handful of small redfish up there, too. So, just got to work it and move around a lot, and doing pretty good. It's, a lot of people fished up there the other day because of the windy, cold weather, and did okay for that massive quick cold front we had.
I think what is kind of neat is we've got, I think the one guy is, I want to fish the river. I said, well, you're going to have to take at least every few trips, go up river and explore, scout, figure it out. I said, if you're going to just say, oh, I'm going to go up river and fish, you're probably not going to do well. If you take the time to learn where the holes are, where the pockets are, where the eddies are, I said, you'll do real good, but you're going to spend a season going up there just trying to learn how to get around on the river.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we had the guys from this TV show, they want to go up to find these spots with buried treasure and stuff. Well, the river's not running the harbor. It's a real river. There's currents. There's logs in the water. There's tree stumps. There's still some limestone edges up there. You can actually tear a boat up going up there. Shaw Harbor's safest place in the world to go boating. What do? Run aground. You're going to hit sand or mud. It's no big deal. But you go up the river, you tear the bottom out of a boat real quick.
Yeah.
And especially getting up their ways. And I said, you know, if you guys are going to do this, there's only one person that I'm going to ride with up here if it's not me, and that's Jeff.
Right.
And so I guess Jeff is going to be running the host of the show up the river, and they're going looking for pirate treasures and mystical things. So it's going to be pretty cool.
But it'll be fun for them.
Yeah, I think this week or next, Carl's going to be on that Strike King show. I'm still waiting to get the name of the show and the network. But hopefully, Carl, you'll be able to see Carl on the show. I was there behind the scenes putting all that together, and I will be there behind the scenes with this other TV show, making sure it all gets put together.
Nice. That's not too bad at all.
Yeah, but it'd be fun for Jeff to get on that big TV show. That'll be fun for me, but
yeah.
Toss up between me and Jeff, I said, yeah, we'll let Jeff do it.
Right. No, that's a good call. That'd be perfect for him.
And I don't think there's anybody better if you were taking my skills versus Jeff. When it comes to the river, I'd rather ride with Jeff than take my own boat. So
yeah.
It's actually the best way to go. Yeah. So, but I wouldn't mind being on national TV. Be a star.
Yeah, it would
be. I could be famous. But nah, we'll let Jeff do it. All right, Darst I-75.
Mostly what I got there has been a few black drum right there at the bridge. Been still a few scattered redfish on the north end of the bridge. And a handful of juvenile tarpon, but they've been super inconsistent there. But, you know, they're catching them on shrimp, catching them on some crabs, and mostly using the gulp. Guys are having a real hard time keeping bait alive for the river, not really flowing. I mean, every fossil hunter up the river has been talking about how high the river is this year. Carl's had every piece of bait that he's had, both shrimp, crabs, some white bait,
well,
and pinfish.
Let's look. Fishandfranks.com, weather and tides, go down to the Peace River button, click the Arcadia Peace River one.
The tilapia run.
And
tilapia are starting to run.
We're looking at 598 cubic feet a second. The river's at about 3.5 feet. I can see where a little while ago he would have had a problem, but at this point it shouldn't be any problem. Okay. But, you know, last week the river was up about 6 feet, and that's a lot of fresh water coming down.
That's a lot of fresh water.
And we're back down to a little less than 3 feet. 1958, there was 3,650 cubic feet per second coming down. This year, we're 598, so pretty slow. The average is 400. We're just a little above normal. But Jeff said the tilapia run's coming down.
Yeah, he said there's been some tilapia running up there.
Yeah, that means that's going to light up.
That means tarpon and snook should get really super exciting up there.
Yep, you want to take your cast net up there, nice 3-inch, 8-foot cast net. Find them tilapia running. There's your snook and tarpon bait.
Exactly.
And I would literally load them up in a live well, go over to Sansuchi Trestle, anchor up so that, you know, your stern to the, or I usually anchor there off my stern so I can fish off the bow, but so that the water's going at the trestle. And for the big snook, I like fishing the left side or north side. For the smaller snook, I fish the right side, the longer side. I guess the left side would be the east, and the right side would be the west.
Correct.
But, man, some big old snook on that left side. Monster fish. I mean, your average fish there is going to be 38, 40 inches.
Nice.
And that's a lot of fun, but you need those big baits. And a lot of times I use those crazy bobbers with the lights in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the tilapia about 6 feet under the bobber. Can't even cast. I just set over the boat and let the tide take it up there. But doing that at night, and that lighted bobber tells me when I get right in the piling line. I'm putting either a couple of number two split shots on that tilapia. I want to keep them down. I put them about 18 inches up from the tilapia.
Oh, there you go.
I want them down in the water 4, 5, 6 feet. So
that makes sense.
Anyway, 41 bridge.
That's been sporadically good. There's been a few trout here and there, a couple of cobia even showing up there. Nighttime and early morning has been producing snook of all sizes, but mostly bigger stuff. And then a handful of...
Oh.
Bless you.
I don't know if I'm done yet.
It's all good.
Sorry. Been sicker than a dog the last couple days.
You know, juvenile tarpon have also been mixed in with some of those big snook that are down there. A lot of guys are throwing those the flare hawks, those those big bucktail jigs. And then a couple guys are doing real good on some of the swim baits, both the DOA Bait Buster and the Storm Wild Eyes. And then they're also just throwing some shrimp, doing fairly well on all of those. The trout that are being caught there have been sporadic, mostly closer to the power lines, but they are catching them around the bridge itself. So it's not too bad.
Okay. Lashley Pier.
Lashley's had, actually, this week I had two different guys said they caught several sheep's head off of it. And then a few small trout, a couple of small whiting, some snook at night, some big ladyfish, and a couple of jacks. So a little bit more of a mixed bag going on over there. I haven't heard of any of those big snook. It seems like they're underneath the 41 bridge, or that's just where the guys are staying fishing them.
Yeah, well, if I was going over there for snook, I'd be at the bridge right now, not at the pier.
Personally, yes.
Have we heard anything on Bayshore yet?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Ron was going over there this morning to check it out and see how it was doing, but I never saw him today after that.
Okay. Port Charlotte Canals.
Really good. A lot of snook of assorted sizes. Guys are catching them trolling and just casting under the docks. Been quite a few jacks coming through the canals, some small mangrove snapper, a few black drum of assorted sizes, from small, just legal, good eating size, to really big ones, and then some juvenile tarpon also. And the juvenile tarpon seem to be popping up in very random spots. I had a customer that was up there, actually by your dad's house up there, it's that rock creek that's across the street from him.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of juvenile tarpon behind his house the other day. So it's the first time in about 3 or 4 years that he's seen them like that.
Okay. Take us over to the Eljamine Pier.
Eljamine, a lot of night fishing going on there. There's been some really big snook cooperating there. Handful of juvenile tarpon at night and in the early morning at first light. And then some big jacks mixed in with those tarpon. And then during the daytime, they're still getting a few sheep's head. They're not getting great numbers, but they're pretty good quality fish, you know, 16, 18 inches, and a handful of trout. I have not heard of any black drum this week off of there.
All right. Well, that's going to take us to the Myakka River area.
Myakka River's been really quiet this week, unfortunately.
Well, I can tell you the cutoff has a bunch of redfish, and there is some trout in the mouth, and the snook fishing in Tippy Canoe is pretty good, and what you're doing is trying to follow the shorelines.
Okay, working some of the bigger bushes with some of those deeper little spots in front of them.
Yeah, I've talked to 3 or 4 people been up in Tippy Canoe and the Myakka Cutoff, and there's some nice fish in there right now.
Nice.
It's doing really good. Now, I don't have any reports from South Gulf Cove.
Guy caught some nice bass inside there. I don't know if he'll save that for freshwater or not, but he caught some nice bass up in there. And he was way back by the main boat ramp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, I haven't heard anything else. Guy was in today buy some trolling plugs to go through there because he lives in there. But
yeah, well, I was out there giving a talk, really nice bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. I really enjoyed it. But you know, they want the locks there because the water stays in even height all the time,
right?
It doesn't go up and down with the tides and all that kind of stuff. So you know, I kind of get that, but I look at places like Burnt Store Isles, the O'Hara Ackerman back up in there,
right?
It just literally lit up with fish after a couple of years of having the locks open.
Yeah.
So I'd have to wonder, is it worthwhile having my boat go up and down a couple of feet or have a whole bunch of extra fish?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather have the fish personally.
But well, trying to get on and off your boat, some days, you know, you step right onto it. Other days, you got to crawl down to it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. So. There's definitely some inconveniences to it, but you know what? Really, if that's the biggest inconvenience of my day because I live on the water, geez, we got a tough life.
Yeah, I mean, gee, my boat goes up now with the tide. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to sit down on the dock and step down into my boat. Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, it's brutal, right? Okay. All right, the west side. West
Sorry, Wolf. I couldn't resist it.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of snook up from the middle part down, but I'm getting better reports of redfish from the middle part up. And they're up along the bushes. There's been a few bigger redfish on the outside, kind of like towards the bar. But they've been peppered up and down the whole thing. The water's super, super clear, so you kind of want to make some long casts, try to stay a little bit away from the bushes, fishing for the reds or the snook. And then there's been some trout and a few pompano and a lot of cobia and bonnet heads cruising the entire west wall. You know, and the water, you know, like I said, it's clear, so idle along or even drift or trolling motor if you want to stay out on those open flats looking for a cobia or a bonnet head or a few trout. You know, it's pretty impressive over there.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show right now, you're going to hear lots of sniffling because both Robert and I have colds.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Ranks right up there with a toothache.
Oh, yeah. I could have irrigated fields with my nose yesterday, and I said, everything's covered. Greg's doing the boat show, giving the seminars. People are loving that. You know, you guys had the shop. I didn't have anywhere I had to be. I said, I'm going to go home and take a nap. I'm going to take a bunch of NyQuil and just pass out. But I'm getting smarter. I got home, was going to open the door, said, wait a minute. Texted Jack from Expedition Unknown, says, anything you need? And sure enough, can you run me upriver? Okay, but you got to come now. I'm not doing it later. It's hot. It's warm. It's sunny. I will go up on the river now, but I'm sick. I want to take a nap. I want to go to bed. So he came over to the house, ran him up river. We went to this site. Some guys, they think they have found a treasure ship up there. I'm less than convinced. So, but took him up there and we looked over the spot. Went, look, I didn't find anything, but you know, everybody's got their own thing. And maybe they do have a treasure ship up there. Their secret is safe with me. I'm not telling anybody anything I know, but I'm going to say, kind of doubt it. You know, one of the things I've been doing with this show is separating. When you live in Los Angeles, how these guys turned out to be so cool. They're some of the nicest people. Expedition Unknown has some of the nicest people on the planet working for them. You know, I have not met Josh, the host, yet. He could be a good witch, a bad witch, or a sandwich. I have no clue. But the people that are working for him are some of the nicest I've ever run into. And I've been debunking a lot of stuff. Like, people don't think like primitive people. You know, Indians move from their spring camp, their summer camp, the fall camp, the winter camp, for the most obvious of all reasons. No indoor plumbing.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, boys and girls, that was one nasty mess after you have 60 or 80 Indians all living there in one spot. You know, everybody wakes up, they're going to go to the bathroom, do this, do that, you know, and, you know, you're not going to want to hang around there that long.
No.
You've got a while, and then all of a sudden you've dug a lot of holes. You got to, you know, okay, let's come back next year when everything's nice again. And people always think, well, they move for the hunting and the fishing and all that. Yes and no.
Yeah, that's secondary.
A lot of it was, this is getting pretty nasty. Okay, guys, let's pack up and get out of here.
Yep.
And people don't want to think like primitives. And when you go back in that time, you had the Clusa Indians, you had the Seminoles, and then the prehistoric people who were here before them, and they were all mean. These people were trying to kill you if you came into their area. It wasn't like, hey, you want to trade some beads? It was, hey, eat this arrow. You know?
Right.
They knew better than to deal with anybody. They dealt with people in other areas. So they said, no, you come here, we're going to kill you. So you kind of think like you were living in that time, not like you're sitting in your car driving down the interstate. Completely different scenarios.
Yes.
So that's what I've been helping them with the most, is helping them remember what it's like to be primitive.
Right.
Let's face it, my family troglodyte. He says, you eat sushi? I said, no, my family troglodyte. Long history. Cook food on fire. Invented fire. Family tradition. So anyway, Cape Hayes, Muddy Bay.
Cape Hayes has got a whole lot of bonnet heads on it. A few pompano. Had a couple reports of some flounder also mixed in with them. And then there's been some sporadic reports of Spanish mackerel moving on it, especially out as you get closer out towards the Marker 5 out there. They've been kind of hanging out there, a little bit deeper water. There's been some glass minnows moving up on it and some white bait.
Mackerel moved in like crazy. I can't believe there's not a bunch up here.
I don't know. Definitely, you know, from there out, there's pretty good numbers, but inside it's very debatable.
Yeah, from Cape Hayes out, you got tons of Spanish mackerel.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're not at the reef. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just not hearing about them, but, you know.
I'm not hearing about them either, because I've got guys that have been trying to fish the reef this week, and they said they didn't see any, except for one guy hooked one little peanut, and he said it looked like a skipjack from where he was sitting.
Well, there was guy fishing Cape Hayes, Marker 5 area, ton of mackerel up a, you know, we'll get there, but yeah, Marker 5 had a ton of mackerel, and we're actually there. Now we're going past it to Bull and Turtle Bay.
Bull and Turtle's got a lot of snook, redfish, a few trout, a lot of ladyfish, been some mangrove snapper, a lot of sheep's head moving around, some of those oyster patches and some of those deeper mangrove cuts and the shacks also. It's been pretty good in there. There's been quite a few bonnet heads peppered throughout the whole area. A couple guys have seen a couple small bulls / black tips swimming around in there on the flats. And also the backside or the very back corner of Turtle, a couple guys had some juvenile tarpon in there for a couple days. So there's been a good mixed barrage of things in there, but the main thing was is that one guy who got into those tarpon, he said he just kept moving. He spent 10 minutes at each spot and just kept working it.
Okay, I'm going to go to Cape Hayes Danger Reef, and I'm all set. I know I'm typing in Spanish mackerel because that's where they've been hitting them.
Spanish mackerel? Actually, a couple guys got some nice pompano / permit. They didn't have any pictures. I'm assuming they were probably permit, because that's what I've been seeing more pictures of out there in that whole area, more than pompano. But we'll just roll with the pompano, because that's what they were convinced they were. Few mangrove snapper, a few sheep's head, and a few short cobia. So, good little mixed bag going on at both Danger and Cape Hayes Reef. Haven't heard of too many sharks right there, but I have heard of a few as we get down a little bit lower.
All right. Gasparilla Sound.
Now you're getting into the Spanish mackerel still, out closer towards the intercoastal, along with some black tips, some bulls, a few small hammerheads. Been a few bonnet heads out there, even mixed in with some of them. And then as you get up onto the flats, both behind Boca and in the Widden Creek, Catfish Creek area, snook, redfish, ladyfish, trout, you know, they're all just kind of mixed throughout that whole area. There's been quite a bit of varieties of bait, and there's been small white bait, some bigger white bait, glass minnows, ladyfish, and a couple guys actually said that there was some Spanish sardines moved in there right there at the edge of the intercoastal in about 6 feet of water. And that's what the Spanish mackerel were really going to town on.
Yeah, Spanish sardines are the best bait in the world.
Gosh.
Nothing equal even comes close.
Yeah, exactly.
N-I-S-H. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of people complaining my grammar's lousy, my typing's lousy. Everything's lousy about what I'm doing, and I'm like, you know, I can barely feel the fingers in my left hand. It's hard to tell when I'm hitting the keys or not hitting the keys. I'm tired. I've had almost no days off. I get a part of a day off. That's about all I get lately. I'm having a hard time thinking straight, working straight, doing anything. I'm doing the best I can here, folks. You know, it is what it is.
A free, informative website.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. There is. I don't know of any other place you can go and even get something within a month or two. Much less, we only miss a week every once in a while.
Yeah, everything. The closest I found is a month, and that website charges to be a member of it. It's like, okay.
I was like, man, I'm doing the best I can here, you know? You want it spelled nice and grammar good? Sorry, guys. Not me.
Right?
I'm an old dar. Dumbass redneck. It's just not going to get any better or any worse. This is me. As I get more tired, the grammar gets worse and the spelling gets worse. But I'm doing the best I can here. Okay, Placida, Pier, Trestle.
Still a lot of sheep's head. Some actually pretty good sized sheep's head. 17, 18, 21 inch sheep's head being caught off of there. Both on the trestles, from the trestle and around the trestles, and also under the bridges there. And then the bonnet heads and Spanish mackerel also being caught throughout that whole thing, along with a few black tips. One guy went out there with his son, and they were going to mess around by the bridges, and they decided to freeline finger mullet that they had caught a couple of and hooked a shark immediately and proceeded to use their next six finger mullet on little black tips and let his boys have a good time with it. So it's been some pretty good activity. There's also been some snook down there, and the shrimping off the pier at night lately has been pretty popular. I think it's because of that new moon and some pretty good tidal flow, so we've had quite a few people in this week talking about going out there shrimping. Always look for that outgoing tide when it's dark. That's the best time to shrimp out there in that area. Whether you're on a boat or whether you're fishing from the pier, that's outgoing tide is key there for consistency.
Well, shrimp can't swim against the current. And they grow up in Charlotte Harbor, but they want to live in 60 plus feet of water out in the Gulf. So they're migrating out. Now, if you're as small as a shrimp, and every single creature on the planet, including me, Robert, and you guys listening, wants to eat shrimp. So this is a very dangerous thing for them to do, is get up and move around. So when they get up and move around, everything's trying to eat them. So they're going to travel after dark, but they cannot swim against the tide. They're not that strong. So they're going to go to the bottom and hug the bottom while the tide's coming in. As soon as the tide starts going out, they pop up out of the sand, because they literally dig down in the sand like you would think a stingray would. They come up out of the sand, out of the grass, and swim with the tide to go out. If they don't make it all the way out, wherever they are as the tide starts to change, they go to the bottom, dig in, and wait for the next outgoing tide. But because everything wants to eat them, they travel at night. Because they cannot swim against the current, they travel on the outgoing tide. This is what a shrimp will do. That's why if you're there after dark and you have an outgoing tide, you're probably going to find a lot of shrimp. But you need to do it, you know, with a light. They're very attracted to the light, so it will swim right to it. So if you put a light over the side of the boat or over the pier, make sure that light is only a few inches underwater. Just get the light itself in the water and no deeper, because most of these lights need the water to keep cool if you're running them, whether it's, you know, LEDs, maybe not, but you don't want them splashing in and out of the water, but you want them just below the surface, because you're trying to draw the shrimp to the surface. That's right. Where you're going to dip them up with. If you get your light 6 feet underwater, the shrimp are going down 6 feet. You're never going to see them. Bring never, that light right up by the surface.
Able to dip them. They'll get out of the way too quick from that net.
So, okay, Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay has been really quiet this week. I got nothing. I didn't even have anything last week, to be honest.
All right, the pier, Anger Pier's
got a lot of snook at night and some juvenile tarpon and some big ladyfish. And then during the daytime, they're still getting some sheep's head, some bonnet heads, a few Spanish mackerel, even a handful of trout. So kind of a good little mixed gamut going on out there. The only thing I haven't heard about is any big trout under the bridge the way we were a few weeks ago. They seem to be more peppered out in the open off the pier itself.
Okay. Let's see. Venice Jetties.
Venice Jetties actually got a report this week. Hey.
Okay.
Two guys. One guy's snook fishing there at night and catching a few big snook and a couple big bull reds. And then the daytime guy, he said that they've been watching guys catch some sheep's head off of there, a couple pompano, a couple whiting on the outside of the jetty on the beach sides. And then he's seeing snook swimming around out there, but not catching any during the daytime. So he's doing all right. It's just nice to finally get a report from up there.
Okay, and that's going to take us out to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, the last several days have been a little on the sporty side, but it's supposed to start laying down starting tomorrow. Lane snapper and mangrove snapper, big mangrove snapper in 50 to 65 feet of water. Yellowtail snapper in 70 to 100 feet of water. The grunts, porgies, and sheep's head and smaller mangs and smaller lanes are all doing good from that 3 to 15 miles offshore. And then the red grouper, still really scattered reports from 70 feet to 110. Nothing consistent. And then there's a lot of Spanish mackerel out there. But they're isolated, so you just got to look for them. You got to look for some birds or some free jumpers, you know, skyrocketing. And there's been a few cobia mixed in out there. I've heard of a couple permit already. And some barracuda are starting to move in just a little bit closer in that 10 to 15 mile mark consistently.
All right, you were saying the permit and what?
Permit, some cobia, Spanish mackerel. And then there's also been a handful of sharks mixed in out there too, from bulls, sandbars, hammers, a few black tips and a few spinners. All the shrimp boats left that were out there, they all headed south towards Key West. But there's still some sharks out there with those Spanish and those schools of bait fish.
Alright. Let's see. Stump Pass.
Stump Pass has had some jacks, a few pompano, a couple snook. There has been some sheep's head sporadically moving in and out of there. And that's about all I got there. I'm trying to remember what else he said. Oh, lizard fish. That was the other thing he caught a bunch of.
Little Gasparilla.
Got nothing.
Okay. Boca.
Still a lot of sheep's head. A few mangrove snapper moving back in. Been some sharks of assorted sizes. Some Goliath / Jewfish have been cooperating a little bit for some of those beach fishermen out there. And then the Spanish Macs have been moving in and out of there pretty regularly. And then there's also been a few jacks mixed in with those Spanish mackerel. So the guys that are trolling for them are picking up a few of the big 5 to 10 pound jacks, even a couple 12 pounders. One guy had said he had a big jack on, but he said it ended up pulling the hook, but he had no idea how he would have weighed it, because he said it was one of the biggest jacks he's ever seen. So I'm assuming he got into one of those, you know, 15 or 20 pounders we've been hearing about throughout the whole harbor.
Is there any flounder out there?
I haven't heard of any flounder out there. Cape Hayes was that only spot that I've heard of.
Okay. If you're going to walk the beach, where are we talking about walking the beaches?
Honestly, Sanibel's the only place I've heard a good report on. Some whiting, some sheep's head, some bonnet head sharks, been some Spanish mackerel being caught from the beach down there, especially down towards Knapp's Point. And there's been a few bull reds cruising around down there in the early mornings. One guy was trying to fly fish down there, and he said he didn't do too well, but he got to cast to a lot of fish.
Okay. All right. I'll just copy and paste that down here in just a second. Oh, crap. I almost messed that up.
That wouldn't be good.
No, I'll just add that in later. Okay. Estero Bay, anything?
Nothing.
Alright. Clusatchee River.
Oh, I heard of that there was some tarpon there last week before this front came through. Right there at the mouth, from the mouth up towards Sanibel, towards Knapps. Then, you know, 80 to 100 pound fish, so I don't know if they're resident fish or
no, they're coming up from fish. Down south. When I was down working the Bonita Springs shows, the guys I was talking to were all out there tarpon fishing. Boca Grim Pass has had big schools of tarpon in it. I should have mentioned that before.
Gotcha.
But you can go into Boca Grim Pass, there's plenty of tarpon. They're all the way down through Sanibel. All the big tarpon are up in here.
Gotcha.
I was going to do a tarpon map this week.
Okay.
Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey's had some good snooks, some sheep's head and mangrove snapper being caught off the actual bridge itself. And then the whole surrounding area has got some trout, snook, a few redfish, some mixed spattering of sheep's head up along the bushes, especially in some of the deeper shorelines. You got some of those deeper buckets underneath the mangroves seem to be where they're hanging out at. It's been pretty decent down in there. And the shrimper said that the bait's starting to move in down there. There she's seeing glass minnows and white bait, and she saw some scaled sardines from one of the shrimpers that was out. He got into a few.
All right, Pine Island Sound.
Pine Island Sound's been a little quiet, but I've heard of a lot of trout, Spanish mackerel, and a few sharks out in all the deeper sand holes and some of the deeper troughs. But other than that, I haven't heard of any snook or redfish, unfortunately.
Okay. Going down to Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla.
Mostly Boquilla. There's been the sheep's head running along the shoreline and around the Boquilla Pier. Some Spanish mackerel out there, a few sharks, been a few snook, and a couple of very small redfish up along the shoreline. You know, it's been... The water is super clear over there. The guy took some pictures of some of the fish off the pier, and he thought they were the spade fish, but they ended up being sheep's head, best I could tell from his picture. But that was on his phone standing above the water, and it was pretty impressive.
Yeah. All right. Burnt Store, Two Pines.
I got crickets there. I've got nothing at all, unfortunately.
Okay. East side of the harbor.
Pirate Harbor area, that whole immediate area from Pirate Harbor to just north. Been some good reports on some bigger snook along the islands. Handful of redfish, some bonnethead sharks. Been a few cobia on top of the bar and on the outside edge of the bar. And then the right inside Pirate Harbor getting a few reports of some juvenile tarpon. So a little bit of a mixed bag of stuff going on over there. The only thing I didn't hear about this week was the jacks. You know, I'm not sure what happened with that this week.
All right. Okay, Alligator Creek.
That's where I've been hearing about some bigger jacks, from the mouth Alligator Creek all the way up to the canal going into the Burnt Store Isles area. Been some bigger snook up there in the Burnt Store Isles, some big black drum, lots of juvenile tarpon, and at the mouth also with some of those jacks have been a few small trout, and then some redfish on the north side kind of going up towards the skating rink. So a little bit better report for the creek itself.
Okay, Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon, some black drum, some jacks, a couple of snook. One guy had what he thought was a cobia on. He didn't get to see it real well, but the guy standing next to him said it looked like a cobia as it swam by. And then some all mangrove snapper. That's about it.
Okay. And that's going to take us into the PGI canals.
A lot of juvenile tarpon. Juvenile tarpon rolling in a lot of consistent areas, along with quite a few snook, especially the lights at night. Guys have been doing really well on the lights. Guys standing on their docks and fishing from boats, catching an assortment of sizes of snook. Just about every catfish you can think of has been cruising those lights too, so be real careful with that. And then the black drum have been doing pretty well. Carl did real good on Wednesday in that front. He said it was horrible getting there, but once he got it inside the canal system, he got his customer a 17-pounder, 28-pounder, and I forget what the other big black drum was, because that customer was just in here a little bit ago actually checking out the Reaper rods after fishing them with Carl the other day. So he was telling me, reconfirmed his fishing stories and report. So it was pretty good.
Okay, Gilcrest Pier?
Crickets.
Alligator Creek Reef?
Honestly, pretty quiet. There have been a few sheep's head there, but it's been really quiet.
You know, I had a guy, I'm talking to him, and I'm telling him about where to catch triple tail. Well, can I catch him at the reef? Maybe. Well, why wouldn't they be on the reef if they're in these other... I said, because when we go out targeting triple tail, we're going out to look for them. If they're hanging out on the stuff by the reef, they're 11, 12 foot underwater.
Right.
You're not going to know they're there. It becomes a bycatch fish at that point. I said, when you go around all the markers in the harbor, crab trap buoys, floating debris, anything at the surface, then the triple tail, you can be seen from your boat. You can look in the water and go, oh, there's a triple tail. Just look for a dirty old rag floating in the water. That's what a triple tail looks like. I said, once you get on the reefs, things like that, yeah, they're definitely possible to be there. But how are you going to target a fish that you can't see?
Right.
So if you get a bait down there, you could catch a triple tail, you catch a cobia. There's all kinds of possibilities. But it's not like you can go out and target that fish, because if he's too deep for you to see, he's too deep for you to see.
Right.
Would they be there? Really?
Yeah.
My head hitting the table.
Yeah.
All right.
Blink.
I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe I explain too much. I guess that's the way it is.
Too much detail overloads them.
Yeah, you should just say, no, you can't.
Right.
But it's actually not the truth. The truth is, it's possible, mm-hmm. but it's a bycatch, not a targeted. Okay, deep holes in the harbor.
Just a few Spanish mackerel around that I've been hearing about. Not super consistent, but definitely targetable if you're trolling, you know, going through that area, troll, and if you start hitting them, stay in that area. It's well worth a try.
All right. I'm not bothering with that. Freshwater.
Some bass inside Gulf Cove. A lot of bass over in the Northport canals. Got a couple reports out there at the web. They were catching them on shiners. All of them have been being caught pretty much on shiners, with the exception of a few guys are doing well throwing frogs. We've been selling quite a few frogs this past week. And then guys are going back to the old faithful lizard and worm, because they're still in a lot of areas where fish are in that post-spawn, sitting on beds, protecting their young. And then the bluegill bite this week picked up a little bit better again. The crappie bite's been fair to partly lousy, but the bluegill bite, getting some better reports on them. And they're catching those all on minnows and a few on little jigs and beetle spins.
All right. Okay. Anything else going around anywhere?
Not really.
Okay. Now the tarpon reports. Good God. I hate it when it does that. All right. Tarpon have moved into Boca Pass and are all the way down to EST Sterile Bay. Anywhere along the intercoastal, but we've been hearing about tarpon. I gotta try and find the tarpon maps again. I haven't looked for them in so long, I probably can't get them up right away. We're going to put up tarpon maps, but last week they started coming up. The water's real warm. They're all on the way up.
Right. Guys have been buying bait busters, swim baits, A handful of guys are using crabs. A lot of guys are using some of the Spanish sardines that they're running just a couple miles offshore and sabikiing up. You know, so, and this time of year, shrimp work extremely well when the first batch of tarpon roll in, because we have a pretty darn good shrimp population. So experiment, you know, when they're coming up from the Keys or the Everglades, they've been feeding on those worms, they've been feeding on mullet, they've been feeding on the mud minnows, shrimp, crabs, all the above as they're working their way up. So a lot of times when they get here, you can throw just about anything at them, so they're not focused on just that one hatch of crab or one hatch of this. They've kind of got it all on their mind, so they're eating pretty good. The only thing that seems to be the exception to that is ladyfish. Ladyfish don't seem to work as good unless you're hitting like the Sanibel Causeway at night or the 41 Bridge. They'll sometimes crush them there. But for the most part, they like those a little bit smaller baits, but an assortment.
Huh.
So it's always worth playing around with and changing things up.
Well, I'm going to put where I've been seeing the big tarpon, which is Boca Grande Pass, and then I'm going to go to Yellow Dots down the Intercoastal. And the bridges in Cape Coral, and I'm not hearing about anything up into the harbor really yet.
No.
So, Boca Grande Pass and Ponderosa, and I guess if
the
I go
southern end of Sanibel right there at Knapp's Point.
Yeah, all the way down close to Estero and Wiggins and all that down there. But tarpon are definitely moving in from the south. So,
not too bad at all. I like it.
Yeah.
It's time for me to start getting excited about catching one. Or two, or as many as I can catch. I'll be happy with one. The way my fishing log has been going these past several weeks, I'll just be content seeing one. Her and I took a ride back down to Homestead this past weekend. Guess what we did?
What?
Zero.
Really? Again?
She caught a Oscar. So she caught her first Oscar.
Okay. Then,
so, and then she caught my cold. I was sick the whole weekend. She started to get sick. So it was pleasant. It was a good car ride.
Yeah, I get that.
So Fernando was in on Tuesday, and I said, hey, can I fish behind your house? He said, absolutely. I said, good, because now I'm really bound and determined to try to catch her one.
So you go to Fernando's house?
Not yet, but I asked him on Tuesday when he was in here putting up all the product and writing up bag tags like he asked him. And
actually, I don't remember asking him, but that's cool. I like it when they actually show up and do something.
Yeah. No, he was here for a few hours. He put up all that product and wrote some bag tags up, and Heather got to do other stuff instead of that, so it was good. But yeah, he said, come on down. We can fish for him behind his house, or we can go over and steal his father's John boat behind his house and use that. I'm like, all righty then.
That's awesome.
So we'll see in the next few weeks if I can make some time to do that. Because I'm really sick of the Miami Lauderdale...
Not catching fish thing?
Not just that, but the traffic. Oh my gosh. People complain about it here right now. Go there. Whew, not fun.
No, can't even imagine.
But it was an enjoyable little break.
Yep. Well, I guess that does it for our fishing report. And I can get ready to post this up on Radio Fishing, and we'll actually have a, thing up for March.
An updated report.
Or for whatever month this is.
March.
Oh, okay.
3/8.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm putting things in the wrong spot here.
Gotcha.
If there's any, we are going to be doing more shows, boys and girls, with all kinds of different stuff we're getting ready for. But all of it's shortly on the horizon. We're slowing down on the seminars. We're going to be, really just trying to work out more and more of the radio fishing stuff, give you guys more stuff to play with, more stuff to answer to, more stuff to listen to. Believe we're up to like 40,000 listeners. We're probably down to 5 because of last week. But Robert and I are going to do more to get on there. But thank you guys so much for putting up with us.
Appreciate it very much.
Fish and Frank here, and Robert, who's beginning to sound a lot more like me. When I heard your radio show that you and Greg did, awesome job, by the way, did the radio show.
I did okay.
I literally thought it was me talking at first.
Really?
I was like, oh no. Now I know why on the other show they think I'm on as one of the awesome ones, because you're beginning to sound more like me. We've been together too long.
Had a good teacher.
Yeah, we've been together too long. I can tell you that. 20-some years, man.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, we're still here, man. We're still doing it. So
awesome and pretty happy most of the time.
All right. Well, I can't think of anything else to do or just talk about on this. So we'll let the guitar music play. Oh, my God, was that loud. All right, there it is. I got to buy another soundboard. This one's getting all messed up. Anyway, Fish and Frank here in the chair. Robert, our resident blind tarpon, in the chair across from me. And we'll be here at the store. Got all kinds of cool stuff going. Next year, seminar after seminar after seminar. I think we're done with the Punagorda Boat Show Sunday. And then in April, I do remember we're going to be in Englewood at the Rotary Club Boat Show there. That Rotary Club Boat Show. It's just a Saturday and Sunday show. Really nice little show. Yeah. And the Englewood Fishing Club that shows up, nice numbers. And Englewood has awesome people in it.
Yeah, and that fishing club is pretty awesome in general.
Just, you know, we love you, Englewood. You know, we're coming. Okay. And see you later, guys.